This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And thank you for joining us on The Vedic Wisdom. I want to talk to you about goodness. Now, as we've discussed before on our program, the material nature, which we're all under the control of, the laws of nature, the influence and impact of nature, natural events, natural disasters in many people's lives, but generally the natural events, the sun rises in the morning, the seasons rotate, the sun comes up and down, rotates, a variety of things, time is measured relative to nature. There's a host of different influences that keep us in the situation we're in as conditioned living entities. And goodness is one of the three divisions of the modes of material nature. According to the Vedic literature, nature is in goodness, in passion, and in ignorance. And I want to talk about goodness, because goodness is the platform of more or less enlightenment. It's where you actually see things in proper perspective. Now, different activities lead one to different results. If one is ignorant, he ends up suffering. He doesn't know what is to be done or not to be done. He doesn't know what is actually going on, and he ends up suffering. Passion is attachment, a fervent desire and a fervent wish to have or do, experience something, and they become bound by whatever it is they do. I want this thing. Well, then you've got it. Now what are you going to do with it? Well, I'm gonna play with it. Okay, you're going to play with it all the time? No, I'm going to keep it in the garage until I need it. Okay, well, it's going to need to be maintained. Oh, yeah, I never thought of that. Okay. Oh, gee, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, and I've got to regularly do this. Oh, my goodness. And it becomes entrapped by what was originally a desire. Goodness, on the other hand, goodness is more illuminating. Goodness is not determined by a desire for something. It's more a conscious level of understanding and perception about the world. Those in goodness, they are more giving. Their concern is with what they contribute. Their concern is about what they're capable of doing in helping others. They are compassionate toward other living beings' sufferings. And everybody is suffering to some degree or another. And so this type of work leads one to higher result. According to the Vedic literature, one who works his life through in the mode of goodness attains the heavenly planets. This is very much a Christian concept. The Christians think that if I do good, I'll go to heaven. And that's true. And if you do bad, you'll go to hell. And that's pretty well true, too. But there's different types of these heavens, and there's different types of these hells. And that's not covered too well there, but in the Vedic literature, it's clearly explained that you can elevate yourself to a higher heavenly planetary situation, but it's still within the material universe. And although the duration of life is very long, it's still not eternal, it's not permanent. So, the Vedic literature says the real solution is when one returns to the spiritual world, goes back home, back to Godhead, as opposed to elevating himself simply to the heavenly realm. Now, the heavenly realm is fully described, and one in goodness gets there. But from there, you have a better facility and opportunity to actually make it the rest of the way back home, back to Godhead. That's the importance of this goodness. Because in goodness, one sees in proper perspective. He sees he has duty, obligatory work, if you will. He sees there's duty that he is to perform, and he does that without anxiety. He does it without attachment. He does it because it's his duty, it's right to be done, someone has to do it, I'm very happy to be that one. And he executes positive, pious activities and elevates himself by doing good and feels better about himself and his life by contributing into the social structure from a platform of goodness. That's a type of sacrifice. Rather than concerning myself with just me, I'll put in a little bit more effort and help others. So I'm sacrificing my time, my energy, my wisdom, whatever, but I'm giving it to others, I'm benefiting. This is a level that people in goodness think like this. And they end up elevated to the higher planetary systems where they're in association of more heavenly type beings, demigod people. Persons who have better powers, better wisdom, better facilities, and are much more committed to love of God, determination of truthfulness. These types of associations, of course, it helps you or I or that person in goodness to advance further. It's stimulus, good association, if you will, to raise yourself to a higher platform of doing the right thing with your time and energy. So one has to come out of the ignorance, doing stupid things that cause problems, or doing nothing and being lazy and lethargic. He also has to come out of this intense hankering and a desire of wanting this and wanting that and becoming entangled in all of the results of those desires and get himself to the mode of goodness where he's actually exhibiting his higher qualities and selflessly acting in a committed fashion towards giving, truthfulness, altruism, etc. Now, this is a progressive method. It's an early process described in Vedic literature. It's a simplistic level. It's not on the transcendental platform yet, but it rises one up into a platform where he can make that transcendental step. Now, transcendental is when you are not influenced by the modes of nature. You are not acting for the result. You are simply rendering service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is called devotional service. Devotional service is outside the modes of material nature, including goodness. But it's a small step if you're in goodness. And it can be quite a leap if you're in the mode of ignorance. And many times people in ignorance are the opposite, are at loggerheads with people in goodness. Their desires are opposite, their plans, their values, a whole host of things are quite different. And certain people of these different categories don't get on well. And we have these conflicts in the material world. But if gradually one works himself to goodness, he can step onto that transcendental platform quite readily. That transcendental platform is devotional service, as we've just covered. The chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, hearing and chanting are the beginning of devotional service. To hear from the spiritual master the instructions of the Vedic literature, to repeat that literature and discuss it with realized souls such that you understand the higher meanings and the intricacies of the potencies of devotional service, and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra so your vibration rate is increased and your purification of any lower level contamination is removed, you are being uplifted by this methodology. So again, it moves on from there to worshiping, praying, offering prayers and obeisances, rendering service to servants of the spiritual master or servants of the Lord, sacrificing for the satisfaction of the Lord, your time, energy, money, resources that go to spreading this knowledge of love of God. And you begin almost missionary work, where you're doing good to others, you're making them aware that devotional service is the highest platform, it's available to everyone, even in this material world. Even those on the lowest platform of ignorance can be uplifted by just a little effort in devotional service. So this opportunity of devotional service is extremely powerful, and it's more readily taken up by someone in goodness. And sometimes it's eagerly approached by someone in the mode of passion. And sometimes, by default, it's picked up by someone in the mode of ignorance when they want to solve their problems. Suffering encourages them or forces them to look for a solution. So from whichever platform you come to, going to achieve that higher status of transcendental devotional service is the objective. And the intelligent person, he will work in that direction. If he can't come to devotional service immediately, he can work up by becoming more and more pious, more and more goodness, and elevate himself slowly. The Krishna consciousness movement is intended to give you the rapid method there, where you directly go to transcendental goodness. Your activities are on the transcendental platform. They are selfless by nature. They are in harmony with the Lord's plan. They are directly under the instructions and empowerment of the spiritual master, and they reap the highest possible result, detachment from the cycle of birth and death. This is the highest goal. This is the real objective of the human form of life, to get out of the cycle of birth and death and free from the karmic reactions, purified, fully purified of mind, intelligence, and the heart, purified senses, purified vision, understanding, and selflessness, selfless anticipation of someone else's needs. The person that I'm working for has I have a flat tire, and so I've already arranged that someone's going to come and fix it before it's time for them to leave. They don't have to worry about, oh, what am I going to do? I have to leave in 10 minutes. Oh, my goodness. No, I've arranged for it. Someone's already here. They're going to take care of it. They don't even have to worry about it. This kind of a mentality transfers into devotional service, where one anticipates the plan of the Lord. He receives understanding from the Lord and the spiritual master of what the Lord is expecting from you, and he delivers it without even being asked. He's committed to the service mentality. This is the highest nectar. In Vedic literature, it describes that this is the true understanding of one's constitutional position, where we actually feel, taste, experience the highest level of understanding, the highest level of enjoyment. So you're encouraged through the Vedic literature to reach to that highest platform in every activity of your life. Dovetail your activities, mold your activities, mold your desires. Use your energies and resources all towards the goal of entering into devotional service of the Lord, knowing the Lord's plan and being an active participant. In this age, the Lord is most concerned that people read the Vedic literature. You can contribute for the printing of books. You can distribute the books. You can read and understand them and explain them to others. You can have people understand, help people understand the processes of devotional service and how anyone can open the door to liberation from the cycle of birth and death with devotional service. This is not education on how to do the mundane things. This is knowledge and education of how to free oneself from the real problems of life. Those real problems are birth, death, old age, and disease. With birth comes death. And through the period of time, there is disease and there is old age, which are all forms of suffering and anxiety upon the living entities. So as you help people understand how they can avoid taking another birth, you could be doing a great service, because they're being saved from the degradation that they can suffer. This material world and the way human society is acting now, it's godless, it's liars, it's rogues, it's cheaters, it's stealers, it's beaters, it's killers. Everybody's killing. It's gotten absolutely epidemic. They say on the side of the truck, tree care. And they kill the trees. Okay? It says vet, and they kill all the animals, kill all sorts of them. Some of them they save, some of them they're very concerned about, particularly the small animals. But the cows, so many animals are food, they think. Cats and dogs, oh, save them, they're so cute. Pigs, cows, chickens, oh, every kind of animal, eat it. This is simply ignorance. Complete nonsense. Killing, 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 killing. A bug gets in the car. Kill it! A bug is caught in the house. Open the door. No, kill it! All this killing going on. Abortion. Killing of the children. Babies. Killing. So many things. Everybody's killing all the time. This is not human life. This does not lead to progressive understanding. This does not lead to a good future. It leads to war. If you kill unrestrictedly, the Unrestricted killing will take place around you, and you will be the target. So we have a society that does not take responsibility for what it's doing. It doesn't. Nobody wants to. Everybody is denying their responsibility. That's all that's going on all over the place. I want to get away with it. I don't want to be responsible and have to do something about it, fix the problem. I want to do whatever I can do to get out from underneath it and deny I had any responsibility. In fact, even deny that I was the guy that did it. And because of it, society is collapsing. The morals, the principles, the standards, the values, the quest for love of God, development of the higher qualities, the inclination to go back home, back to Godhead. There are many people who are going, oh, forget God, never mind, God is dead, doesn't matter. This is how fallen and confused and sinful they are in this age. Totally unaware. They have the people are so contaminated with selfishness. They think they don't need God's support. But without God's support, you have nothing. You can't. Your body doesn't function. You don't have the air, the light, the food, the heat, the basic essentials for your body to survive a week. They're being provided on a higher platform. The day and the night, the cycles, the digestive ability, the fire of digestion, the intelligence, the mind, all of these things are provided to you by the will of the Supreme Lord and the resources of Mother Nature. And yet you want to deny that God's in on this. God is in on everything. He's allowing you to get the results of your desires. He's allowing it. But there's many results from many desires. You don't really want the results. So everybody is going around denying. I did it wrong, but I'm going to deny that I did it wrong, and nobody will punish me, and I'll think I got away with it. But the Lord notes it, takes it down. In the end, you will be held accountable. So hold yourself accountable. Everybody should be accountable. Everyone should be honest. Everyone should be moral. Everyone should be clean and compassionate. Everyone should have knowledge and have a quest for knowledge, ongoing. If you stopped learning, what is your tomorrow for? Just to play like a child? Enjoy? You actually need to know more, to understand more, to contribute more, to raise your consciousness, to raise your perspectives more. This is what needs to be done. So, if you're not focusing on the fact that you're accountable and you're in denial and you're not reaching out to use your life force energy effectively in harmony with the Lord's plan, then you're slipping. And we see that's what's happening. Our society is slipping. I mentioned earlier how certain vocations, they're known as liars. And there's certain groups now, all sorts of, you can't believe the media. You can't believe the politicians. The school system is focusing on things that don't matter. I read that article to you here. 60% of all university students are following dying careers. By the time they get out of school, what they learn doesn't have any value. So what's education in that? That isn't education. That's just information. Knowledge is understanding how you got in this predicament, why you're here, how do you get out, what is the key to activities and performances of duty. If you're not studying those things, then you're not actually learning anything. It's not knowledge. It's not education. It's only information. You have to remember a certain amount of information. Read this book. Remember this information. We'll check and see if you remembered it all in the test. And if you did, we'll give you a piece of paper that says credits. But if that vocation and all that knowledge in that book isn't used anymore because something superior has already come onto the market or come into existence, what is the value of it? It's just information, and it's not relative. Just like right now, Let's say that you were a very knowledgeable person in horses. And there was a time when everybody got where they were going on horses. So knowledge of horses was very valuable. But then it turned into cars. And knowledge of cars is very valuable. But what happens if in 6 to 7 years there's no cars? And we have another mode of transportation that's completely different. Oh, goodness, there's no value in that information. And it goes on over and over and over. So the real knowledge is how to survive. The real knowledge is how to raise your consciousness. The real knowledge is how to become a servant of God and achieve love of God. This is actually knowledge. It applies at all times of life, in all material circumstances. It matters. That's knowledge. So avoid the information trap and work on the development of knowledge. Because this leads you to a higher platform. It opens the door for you to see things in proper perspective. It opens the door for you to engage in devotional service, the Lord's plan, be part of the solution. This Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, this concept of devotional service, this reading and distribution of Vedic literature opens the door for purification of your life and taking birth in the spiritual world, leaving behind this material tabernacle of anxiety. But you have to develop knowledge to understand how important it is, and you have to develop the desire to do the right thing with your free will, and you have to endeavor. You have to try. If you sincerely try, the Lord notes it, and He'll allow you to meet the spiritual master. He'll allow you access to the Vedic literature. If you don't care, He isn't going to bother you with it. If you're going to deny God's existence, He'll keep His mouth shut and allow you to deny. If you think you're going to get away with this because you did it over there when nobody sees, He'll let you think that. But it doesn't make it true. Truth is, the Lord witnesses everything and He delivers to you the results fairly in this life or the next. We are ongoing eternal living entities who are performing activities that bind us to the results. When you become intelligent, you want to know how to stop being bound by everything, good or bad, that you do. You want to understand, where do I go at the time of death? Why can't I stop the progression of old age so I don't have to die? These are intelligent questions. Knowing the answers to these questions, that's knowledge. And it doesn't get old, because everybody lives, everybody dies, everybody suffers disease in old age. So it's applicable to everyone, at all walks of life, everyone, irrespective of race, creed, color, sex, etc. All of that stuff is irrelevant to the facts of nature is controlling you. And you have a limited duration here in a particular body. And you need to know how you got here. You need to know what to do and what is beneficial. You need to know where you're going, and you need to know how to influence where you're going. And you need to raise above these problems that bind you and get involved in those problems that liberate you. That is called devotional service. Get you liberated from the contaminations of the material world, liberated from the contaminations of your karmic reactions, and go back to home, back to Godhead. The spiritual world is fully illumined, full of bright, beautiful circumstances. Everything there is exactly blissful. That's where you should be. That's your real home.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.